This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. In 2010, Congress and President Obama made some big changes to the repayment rules for student loans. The idea, at least as proposed by the president, was to lighten the load for students emerging into an uncertain job market where incomes have been stagnant. Those changes are being phased in now. And today, the nonpartisan New America Foundation is out with a report that suggests the changes might not benefit the people who need them most. Jason Delisle is director of the Federal Education Budget Project at the New America Foundation. Good to talk with you.
Well, thanks for having me.
Tell me about the policy you were examining here, these recent changes to the income-based repayment plan for student loans.
Right. So the federal government has allowed borrowers who have federal student loans to pay their loans back based on their income. And borrowers would get an income exemption for cost of living, and then they'd pay payments based on 15% of their income, and anything left over after 25 years of payments would be forgiven. The Obama administration proposed lowering those payment thresholds and those loan forgiveness thresholds so that borrowers would pay 10% of their income and have any debt forgiven after 20 years of payments.
So you ran a bunch of different student loan borrower profiles through a calculator that you built to test the implications of the change. Who benefits from it?
Right. So the big winners are people who've borrowed a lot of money to attend graduate or professional school. And that is regardless of their income. So that's an important point. So you can borrow a lot, and if you earn a high income, you can still get a significant amount of loan forgiveness. Undergraduates, not going to see a big change. And those who have low incomes when they're repaying their loans, this is a very incremental, marginal type reduction in their monthly payment. Maybe we're talking about $5, $10 per month.
So what could policymakers change about the program to better help the middle class, lower income borrowers who were supposedly the target of this?
We have some proposed changes that would more or less close off these loopholes for the higher income, high debt borrowers and leave the bulk of their changes in place for all other borrowers. So one of those would be, for example, if you borrow more than $40,000 in loans, you can't have your loans forgiven after 20 years. You have to make at least 25 years of payments. So that right there is a way of sort of tamping down this what is going to be a massive windfall for graduate schools and the students who attend them.
Jason Delisle at the New America Foundation, thanks very much.
Thank you.